Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hi, Tyler here with Farm Supply, your local farmer-owned co-op. Stop on by any of our five locations and see what's new with Safe Choice. Save $3 on all 50-pound bags of Safe Choice feeds. Now, even better with Digestive Shield for gut and immune support and NutriBloom Advantage for improved overall health. At Farm Supply, your horse's health, happiness, and well-being always comes first. That's why we proudly carry the complete line of Safe Choice products. Farm Supply, for the horse lover and everyone.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 29th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
New California laws effective starting January 1st. Closures on Highway 41 and US 101 Sunday night. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Here are some of the new laws that will go into effect starting January 1st, 2026 for California. Minimum wage will increase to $16.90 per hour under SB 3. AB 578 amends existing legislation for food delivery services. The bill would require that food delivery platforms provide an accurate, clearly identified, and itemized breakdown of pay for a delivery, including base pay, gratuity, tips, and bonuses. The law also requires the food delivery platform to provide a full refund to a customer if an order is not delivered or the wrong order is delivered, unless it is determined the customer was responsible for non-delivery or finds evidence indicating the request may be fraudulent. AB 621 imposes new laws regarding sexually explicit material and artificial intelligence. The law would impose a fine on providers of deep fake pornography. AB 628 requires that tenants be provided, in good working order, a refrigerator and stove for their leases. CHP has also announced several new traffic-related laws going into effect for California starting January 1st. AB 544 mandates that all electric bicycles must have a red reflector or a solid or flashing red light on rear during all hours of operation, not just during darkness. AB 382 allows local authorities to lower speed limits in school zones from 25 to 20 miles per hour through ordinance or resolution. AB 486 will make it a misdemeanor to possess a key programming device, a key duplicating device, or signal extender with the intent to commit burglary. Closures on Highway 41 and US 101 Sunday night. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A mudslide led to the closure of Highway 41 in both directions yesterday evening. The highway was closed between the 46 at the Chelan Y and Highway 33, starting shortly before 9 p.m. CHP says one major collision occurred due to this incident. Travelers are advised to take Highway 33 to detour onto the 46. The road is expected to reopen at 8 this morning. Several boulders falling also led to the closure of two northbound lanes of Highway 101 just south of Santa Margarita. The mudslide rolled in near the top of the Cuesta Grade at about 9:30 p.m., disabling two vehicles. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place on Thursday, December 31st. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m., with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9 p.m. Event highlights include live music from the Lucky Devils Band, food trucks, beer, wine, and cocktails, Dragonite Stiltwalkers, and of course, the spectacular bonfire. All with free admission. Chairs, dogs, or outside alcohol are not allowed inside the event area. Come celebrate New Year's Day in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. According to the city's website, the event will occur rain or shine. Following the recent storms on Christmas and the upcoming rainy forecast for this week, remember to avoid contact with ocean water during and after rainstorms. This advice comes from the County Public Health Department, advising to avoid contact for at least 3 days following significant rainstorms. Rainstorm runoff can carry high levels of disease-causing organisms such as bacteria. This can cause skin, respiratory, and intestinal problems. Contact with this runoff while swimming or surfing may increase the risk of certain types of illnesses. Anyone who has contact with ocean water during a rainy advisory should monitor for symptoms such as rashes, fever, chills, ear infections, vomiting, and diarrhea, and contact their doctor if symptoms persist or are moderate to severe. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Giants beat the Raiders 34-10, the 49ers over the Bears 42-38. Tonight, the Rams will face the Falcons. On Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and finally the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets beat the Lakers 119-96, the Warriors over the Mavericks 126-116, Nuggets beat the Timberwolves 142-138, Spurs over the Thunder 117-102, Knicks beat the Cavaliers 126-124. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. The region expecting calmer weather conditions this week after extreme weather last week. Heavy rains and winds prompting damage in both Northern and Southern California. And the Weather Service now confirming that a tornado touched down Christmas Day in L.A.
Confirmed tornado. Enhanced Fujita scale level 0. 80 miles per hour winds. Path length. Quarter mile.
Dr. Errol Cohn with the Weather Service. Nearly a week after a massive power outage plunged part of San Francisco into darkness, many say PG&E's offer of a $200 credit for residents and $2,500 for businesses doesn't make up for what happened.
Dad was just, you know, he needs the machine to clear his airways when he sleeps, but he was just not sleeping like throughout the night. It was just really stressful for everyone involved.
Myron Lee, who lives with his ill parents in the Richmond district, and says they had to throw out days of food. Gas prices in the state, $4.28 a gallon, down 3 cents from last week, 28 from last month, 6 cents lower than last year. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way.
And then?
You spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Stemple Creek Ranch of Marin County is the 2025 California Leopold Conservation Award recipient. The $10,000 award honors farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners who go above and beyond in their management of soil health, water quality, and wildlife habitat on working land. Lauren and Lisa Pacina, owners of Stemple Creek Ranch in Tamales, were presented with the award during the California Farm Bureau annual meeting December 8th. The ranch raises organic, grass-finished beef and lamb and pastured pork, which it sells directly to consumers, grocery stores, restaurants, and butcher shops. The 650 acres they own and much of what they lease has Marin Agricultural Land Trust agricultural conservation easements on them. This ensures that the land will be conserved as open space and in productive agricultural use in perpetuity. We're trying to dance with Mother Nature within our fence lines, Lauren Poncia said of his family's approach to conservation. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 30s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday, continuing into Monday next week. 80% chance of rain on Wednesday, 70% on Thursday, 60% chance on Friday, then about a 30 to 40% chance of showers Saturday to Monday. Mid-50s on Wednesday, low 60s Thursday and Friday to the weekend, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-Johns to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-Johns is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-Johns designs in the coming year.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Lululemon shares are up ahead of the opening bell on word of a proxy fight. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that founder Chip Wilson is pushing for a shakeup on the board just days after the exercisewear maker announced CEO Calvin McDonald was leaving. Otherwise, stock futures have been lower for the most part. Asian markets also closed lower today. The shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and now we are hunting for post-holiday deals. The MasterCard Spending Pulse identified two trends this holiday season. One, we shopped less in traditional stores. And two, gifts from thrift and vintage stores are more popular. They're even trendy among younger gift givers. Well, you can say goodbye to the MetroCard. The New York City Transit System is retiring the yellow and blue swipe card after more than 30 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Daria Alvinger, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. 238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Michaels Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michaels Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250. To be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on this, it's Monday.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 to 1. I'll have a Chloe Breeze talking about the issue of the boys in the restrooms at the high school, and also coming up, Susanna has, she'll be back at the beginning of the year, and I have a special, like I always do when we don't have the folks or sound off, particularly during the holidays, and it is a behind-the-scenes look at one of the most famous movies of all time, and that would be Casablanca. Very interesting. All right, whatever may be on your minds, we got a couple of people who are on their minds this morning. I got an email that came flying in, and here it is. To Kevin, Paso Robles New Year's celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much of our taxpayer money is being spent on the New Year's drunk celebration in the downtown city park. What an example the city is setting. Shameful. Well, the assumption is that people down there are drunk. The other is, I've only been to it once, a couple of years ago, and it was very, very nice. People were very friendly. Everybody was having a nice time, wishing each other well and so forth, and it was a very nice experience. The city did an outstanding job. Some people just don't like celebrations and so forth and so on. I think the city has done a great job, at least from my experience in this one, and also the way they have decorated the city park. I think it looks very nice. I think it looks very nice. So people have the option to attend or not attend this event. So you can ask the city how much and so forth and so on, but it seems like a lot of people like it. And one of the things, they're doing it at a time of the evening where it's still safe. It's only 9 o'clock when the whole kit and caboodle is done. So you can either attend or not attend. Have at it. All right, let's see here. Chris, one of the new laws that had to do with e-bikes?
Electric bicycle. Well, one of them anyway. That one came from CHP. There's a second one, but I'm trying to split these off into several different days, so they're not all at once.
What was the one that you did this morning? I didn't hear all of it.
A red reflector must be present on an electric bicycle on its rear at all times, not just during the darkness.
Okay. How much is it going to cost me if I had an e-bike and I don't have it on there, did they say?
No, but I suppose they could be pretty cheap. I guess the law does say it has to be on the bike, but I don't know how specific that is, because when I was biking in Santa Barbara when I was going to college, I didn't have a red reflector on my bike. I put it on my backpack, which I always had on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like $20.
And that was an e-bike?
No, it wasn't an e-bike. It was just a bicycle, but you know, it's also law to have a reflector on your bicycle at night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's kind of funny because a couple of times in the last month or two, so I'm coming in from Ranchita Canyon to San Miguel, there's been this guy on a bicycle. And he's not, it's not a guy going out for exercise at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a, it looks like a worker because he has a backpack and some other things, so forth. And I noticed today, he didn't have any lights. He usually had lights. which, okay, so he doesn't have a car. He's trying to get to work and so forth. And it was very foggy this morning, too, so it was a little dangerous. But one of the things that's becoming a issue with e-bikes around the country is an increase in some heavy-duty injuries because these bikes are going faster. And according to what I've read, is that people are being more irresponsible on them. And then with the speed of some of these things, it's causing issues around the country. And so the faster speeds, obviously the irresponsible riders, I don't know how much you can do about irresponsible riders and so forth. But there has been some issues, not issues, but I say topic of conversation regarding should e-bikes be licensed? Now, that has come up before with just the regular bicycles, because how much money has the state of California spent on bike lanes? Now, when we drive our cars, we have to pay a gas tax, and we have to pay a registration fee, and we have to do this, and we have to do that. We're using the roads and so forth, but the people on the bicycles, which I am a bicycle rider, I don't pay any licensing for that or any of the maintenance, so forth and so on. So should that take place? And again, this is the same with the e-bikes because they are becoming, again, according to this, more of a nuisance. And there's a few around here. I see them once in a while, and then I would say most of the people are pretty cool on them, but there's a jerk or two, usually when I'm going down to the post office after get off the air here. But so, again, a debate on how to get more money out of the citizens, again, for the money we've spent on bike lanes. So who knows if that will come up. Now, one of the arguments against licensing, whether it's e-bikes or regular bicycles, is it would discourage people from riding a bicycle or so forth. Well, I don't think so. If they license bicycles, one is I wouldn't pay it. I don't care. I'll risk it. There's no, I never see any law enforcement out where I ride anyway, so I'm just going to risk it. I'm not paying any more money to the government. I'm just tired of it and so forth, but who knows when this issue will come back or to the front here in the fine state of California. Now, Chris, I don't know if you saw this new law. I know there's a plethora of them coming our way in 2026. We can't keep track of all of them. And this one, I don't know if you saw this. A new California law requires tortillas.
I'm already. go on. Sorry.
To include an extra ingredient. Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't.
To help nurture healthy infants, starting January 1st, a new law will take effect requiring most tortillas and corn products sold in the state to contain folic acid, a vitamin that's important to infant health. I don't know if that's going to change the taste of tortillas or not, but I mean, we load up tortillas with stuff anyway, because tortilla by itself doesn't, for me anyway, doesn't taste that good. But, and what do you think the important reason is for this? Well, my wire is stuck on my foot. Because Latinos in California are far likely less than other women to get enough of this acid early in pregnancy. And so we're going to implement a law for people who are not doing what they're supposed to do. So because of this, the law will require, because of a population, a portion of the population that for whatever reason, they're not listening to their doctor or whatever it is. And because of this, this puts Latinos at the highest risk of having a baby born with neutral tube defects of the brain and spinal cord, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we're implementing a law. I think we got to look at every food product and see what population it affects and adjust the law and so forth so we have more food police out there. I never even heard such a thing in my life. I didn't know that. Maybe they shouldn't eat tortillas. I don't know, but the law will take effect this Thursday. So beware of that. Another law in California for the food. Also, let's see what else do we have here going on. There's other things with the laws and so forth on the housing and the rents, and it just the list continues to go on. All right, what else? Let's see here. We have the Californians, wealthy Californians are, well, I guess it doesn't reach most of us, billionaires. They're threatening to flee California over a proposed 5% wealth tax. Now, it's a ballot measure, and it threatens to raise taxes on the state's wealthiest residents. And the proposal, it's backed by Service Employees International Union and another United Healthcare Workers Union, would impose a one-time, supposedly, 5% tax on assets of California residents worth more than $1 billion. And, of course, this is going to help federal health care. That's where the money would go, just like if you remember the Rob Reiner-backed Prop 10 years ago that would go to health care for children. Meanwhile, he was a member of a famous cigar club in Hollywood Hills there. So, and that would be coming up if it reaches the November statewide ballot. And already many people, the rich in Silicon Valley, saying, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just leave the state. We've already had quite a few people making a lot of money have left the state. And so that's not enough. So they're going to go after the real wealthy. Now, believe it or not, earlier this month, Newsom said he opposed the proposed billionaire tax. And he's cautioning against panic over the measure. So we'll see if this comes up. But again, always go after the people with the money who are doing things and so forth. And I forget one of the reasons that somebody gave for why this is okay. And, oh, because they're using the state assets. They don't go into specifically what the state assets are of why they are successful and so rich and so forth. All right. And now the people in Silicon Valley, they are saying that this could fundamentally reshape innovation. In other words, what's the incentive? If I'm going to be continue to be burdened with more taxes, which they are already because they're making significant amount of money, at what point do people say, the hell with it, I'm leaving here? So we'll see this if it progresses any more. So they're using the assets of the state of California. So if that's the case, aren't all of us that own a business using the state or the assets of the state of California to, you know, make a living and so forth? So we're going to tax you for that. I don't know how many things are left that politicians won't find a reason to tax. I'm sure that they'll people in Sacramento will come up with more ways to find reasons to get money out of our pocket, but it never ends. So I guess a mind is not such a terrible thing to waste, according to them, if they can get more money from other people. And by the way, this measure, if it qualifies for the November ballot and is approved, it would apply retroactively to anyone who lived in California as of January 1st, 2026. Okay? Okay. And as some investors have said, California is on a path to self-destruction if the measure moves forward. Now, we will see if there's a fight against this other than, I mean, a from a money standpoint, if it, you know, even reaches, will there be commercials and so forth? You know, the yes and no type of thing. So just something to consider here, because eventually it affects all of us. People with money contribute a lot. They contribute a lot, and they do a lot. And again, with the innovation and so forth that we all enjoy, or most of us anyway, from the technology standpoint. And also, it is a complaint about wealth inequity. Well, wealth inequity. Well, then, be an entrepreneur, come up with something really big that lots of people can use, want to use, and it's beneficial, and you can make a couple of extra bucks yourself, too. But to constantly go after people who have managed to use their brains, innovation, their hard work, and so forth, to come up with things and make a lot of money, so let's just keep going after them. It just is a continuous attack on people who have done well for themselves and us as well. So anyway, those are just a couple of things as we wind down 25 here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And as we go to the phone line, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. It's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, I always refer to it as amateur night.
Oh, absolutely. I think, I'm not sure if I ever was the amateur.
What I mean is, you get the people that, you know, they put on the stupid party hats and all that kind of stuff, and they don't usually imbibe, and they imbibe, and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, but it's for people to enjoy any way they want.
That's right. You know, the hope lies in the new year, but when you live in California, you just share all this wonderful information with us. So the fact that the refineries are closing and they're closed down the fuel, the gas lines and different stuff, what do you think is going to happen to our fuel prices? You know, what do you think is going to happen to airline flight price, all that that requires this fuel that we are not going to have?
Well, we get to pay more money.
Yeah. That's it. And I admire, in a way, that in Europe, you know, all the farmers got together with all their tractors and protested, and things changed, you know. Here, seems like everybody just, okay, we'll just let roll over and let California do it to us again, you know?
Mike, in a way, and hopefully this makes sense, it's when I hear this about the refineries and not a lot of feedback from the public, it's akin to people not understanding when laws are passed against the farmers on how it affects the price of food. Because we take for granted, we go down and fill up our vehicles with gas. Do we really even think about, well, where does that come? Where does all this come from? All the oil, we've mentioned this over the years, of that's used in most of the products in our home. Do we even think about that? Same thing with the food. We go to the grocery store and we buy something, but do we really think about the hard work and everything that goes into it from a farmer's standpoint? And so when new laws are implemented, making it less profitable for these people to give us something that we go to the store and buy, people aren't aware of it.
Yeah. They don't. Their education is anymore, I think it's on a phone or a computer screen, and they haven't been out in the real world understanding how the cause and effect of everything, okay? It what it takes, that an appreciation for, like you said, what people go through to provide for our necessities.
Right. And, you know, part of it is we've, you know, there's not that many people left who could say that, you know, they grew up on a farm, or their grandma and grandpa or uncle had a farm. We're very far removed from that now. So people don't realize the effort that goes in to give us our essentials.
Yeah, and if they don't want to. They don't. Their majority of them are at the point, I think, that they're entitled to it. But, you know, I don't quite understand, and I think it goes back to the schooling and everything, what they're exposed to in school, you know. But I've got a friend that lives in Iowa. He's up all through these storms, middle of the night. He's got, you know, calves being born, all that. You know, you're out there in this 0 degree weather. You're doing this stuff. You're not only provide their living, but they provide for us to have food. You know. So.
Well, again, I think it's pretty simple from several standpoints, including that we just take too many things for granted.
Right.
You know, the story of. I forget her name, but she's been on Sound Off a couple of times, came from a communist country. When she came to the United States and she went to a grocery store for the first time, she cried because of how much was there. Now, we don't think about that, do we? I mean, we get ticked off if we go to the bread aisle and they didn't deliver our rye bread or whatever bread today. But generally, when we go into a grocery store, everything that we want is there in abundance, you know, with so many choices. So
right.
I've been a proponent for years of having people that come, particularly from communist countries, get into the educational, what I mean by that, have them speak from personal experience.
Yes.
And I know in one particular case, a person from a communist country, she was, a friend of hers worked in one of the school districts here in the county and thought it would be a great idea to have her come in and talk to the students about living in under a communist regime.
Yeah.
The school said no.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this particular person has been to many service clubs around this county talking about it. But the school district said no. Now, why would that be?
They don't want the kids to really know what goes on in the world. They want them to believe as they present it, as the school presents it to them, not the reality of it.
Yep. And I never found out the official reason why they said no. And I'm sure it was a well-scripted little letter or something of nothing but BS.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The youth for many years has not been exposed to the workings of this country, what makes it work. You know, like the appreciation for someone that builds something, whatever it is. They have this arrogance, you know,
well,
about it.
When you say youth, we're at the stage now, we're into middle-aged people, because this has been going on in the schools for, you know, quite a few decades now. So it's not just kids, because, you know, again, decades past, as I mentioned, you know, maybe your grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle or something like that, they lived on a farm, they grew up on all that type of stuff. So that kind of, that information and experience was passed along, but we've separated so much from that now. And that's why middle-aged people now, or maybe a little below, they're not really aware of it.
Well, I'm getting to that age where a lot of people are used to me. And I've got in my stuff from my family, my dad, I've got a tally sheet where they kept tally when they were picking cotton,
mm-hmm,
back in the Depression, the family. and how much each of them were picking, the kids, you know, the whole deal. And that's how life was. And the people wouldn't know how to exist today.
Well, as again, as I've mentioned, in terms of history and years, it really wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't, Kevin. And but it's so far removed because they have no appreciation for it. They have no exposure to it. The respect for the elders has gone away for what they've accomplished. They want everything right now or yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, all right, Mike, we're up against it, but I appreciate the call.
All right. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, thanks. Same to you as we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Several new California laws will go into effect starting January 1st, 2026. Minimum wage will increase to $16.90 per hour under SB 3. AB 578 amends existing legislation for food delivery services, requiring a clearly identified and itemized breakdown of pay for a delivery. AB 621 imposes new laws regarding sexually explicit material and artificial intelligence. The law would impose a fine on providers of deepfake pornography. And AB 628 requires that tenants be provided, in good working order, a refrigerator and stove for their leases. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump planning to meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Talks expected to focus on the U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Gaza as it moves into a second phase. President says progress was made Sunday in talks to end the war in Ukraine after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky about the war against Russia.
I would say not agreed, but we're getting closer to an agreement on that, and that's a big issue, certainly. That's one of the big issues, and I think we're closer than we were probably. It's unresolved, but it's getting a lot closer.
Midwest bracing for a major snowstorm today that'll bring a mixture of rain and snow and high gusty winds, blizzard-like conditions of snow that'll develop in areas from Minneapolis to Michigan. Lake effect snow could be seen in the northern Great Lakes, 18 inches or more. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Dr. Brad Dick. They say that time flies when you're having fun. The last 25 years have gone in a flash, and now it's time to retire. I thank everyone that has given me the privilege of helping them feel better today. I look forward to seeing you all around town and having a conversation. I hope to see all of you soon.
Alrighty, let's see here. Running a little bit late, but we'll catch up. It's 7 minutes away from 7. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The San Francisco 49ers have won 6 games in a row after Sunday night's home victory against Chicago, 42-38. Brock Purdy with 5 total touchdowns. The Niners will be the number one seed in the NFC if they win the finale against the current number one, the Seahawks. That'll be this Saturday night. Philadelphia held off Buffalo 13-12 as the Bills missed a 2-point pass at the end. Wins for the Giants and Cincinnati. Cleveland beat Pittsburgh 13-6. The Steelers host Baltimore next Sunday night to end the regular season. That'll decide the AFC North crown. Seattle won its 6th game in a row, 27-10 at Carolina. Carolina will end the regular season this Saturday at Tampa Bay to decide the NFC South. The Bucks have lost 7 of 8 after dropping a 20-17 decision at Miami. NBA Kawhi Leonard with 55 points in the Clippers' win against Detroit.
And we have our final triple header coming up this Sunday here on The Right Choice. Starting at 9:30, it'll be the Cowboys and the Giants and the Raiders and the Chiefs, and finally Baltimore and Pittsburgh. All here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, hooter, hooter. world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com as we check in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Mr. Garcia, you are off the hook today.
Ooh, I get an extended weekend from this.
That's right, you do, because we need to get a couple of dogs home. Two females. One's a Brittany Spaniel and the other's a German Shepherd mix. Let me see. The Spaniel is brown and white and the Shepherd is black and gold. They have collars. And color of collars, Spaniel has a gray. The Shepherd has a pink color. No tags. Let me see. Both are chipped, missing since December 23rd at the north end of Paso Robles, 35 to 40 pounds. And if you can get these dogs home for the new year, here's the number, 805-835-5199, 805-835-5199. All right, world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, it's 4 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the 1-9er Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, you have to account on this question for the complete history. The complete history, and this is the NFL. Over all of the years, again, combining the complete history of the NFL, what team has finished the last the most? Okay? Again, you have to take in the complete history of the NFL, starting back in 1920. All right? So what team has finished last in their division or in their league? Because remember, we didn't always have divisions. The most in NFL history. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Which team do you think it is? All right, let's see. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Good morning. The Bears.
No, not the Bears. Not the Bears. Bears for, remember, from the beginning of the NFL, they were a pretty good team. And, you know, in the late 50s and to the early 60s, they were pretty good. And then they went for a drought for a little bit. So what team, NFL, if you look at the entire history of the NFL, finished last the most times in their division or just in their league? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I will give you a hint. If this will help, and it probably will not help. They started out as the Morgan Athletic Club. So it's basically a wasted hint. All right, what do you think it is? Or who do you think that franchise is in the history of the NFL? All right, if you can, you got to take into account going back to 1920. The worst of all time. All time. All right, 238-5775. We're not going to get to it because we are not running out of time. We have run out of time for this segment here.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A mudslide led to the closure of Highway 41 in both directions yesterday evening. The highway was closed between the 46 at the Chelan Y and Highway 33, starting shortly before 9 p.m. CHP says one major incident occurred due to this. The road is expected to open at 8 this morning. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place on Thursday, December 31st. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m., with the countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Starting out, as I mentioned, the Morgan Athletic Club, then the Racine Normals, the Racine Street Cardinals, the Chicago Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Phoenix Cardinals, and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, there they are and still there. All right. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem for a free estimate. Call 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.